Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
With the transmittal break behind them, the legislature is now moving full force toward adjournment sometime at the beginning of May. Every day is filled with committee hearings and floor action, and with each bill that moves forward or is killed, the final outcome of the session becomes more and more clear. It's like a giant centrifuge that spins around and around, separating the good ideas from the bad, those bills worthy of passage versus those that need more work. Today, we have three bills up. The first is House Bill 446, a bill to revise Montana's indecent exposure laws. This bill narrowly passed the House and will be heard today in Senate Judiciary. The purpose is essentially a reiteration of House Bill 121, which is awaiting Governor Gianforte's signature. Both bills are designed to protect private spaces such as restrooms or locker rooms from encroachment by members of the opposite sex. The new section states that a person commits the offense of indecent exposure in a public place when the person purposely or knowingly, under circumstances in which the person knows the conduct is likely to cause affront or alarm, exposes their genitals or intimate parts to members of the opposite biological sex or opposite the person's sex observed at birth. That last phrase is important. Bill sponsors are now pushing back against bill drafters who use the woke term sex assigned at birth as though the assignment was arbitrary. After introduction, the bill was actually amended to use the more correct and obvious term, sex observed at birth. It's important when debating these bills not to adopt the other side's phraseology. In our case, we stick with the truth. The bill has already passed the more moderate House of Representatives and should have no trouble passing the conservative Senate. Our team will be there to testify in support. Then, later today, we have two bills up on the House and Senate floors. House Bill 82 generally revises laws related to crimes against children. This bill has massive support and will be on the governor's desk shortly. The bill creates the crime of grooming a child for a sexual offense and also has language that makes it easier for law enforcement to conduct sting operations where a perpetrator thinks he's talking to a minor when they're actually talking to a cop. An example of this played out in real time recently when a Minnesota state legislator showed up for a rendezvous with who he thought was a 16-year-old girl and was arrested when the girl turned out to be a big, burly member of law enforcement. The final component of the bill also criminalizes the creation of computer-generated child pornography, whether real or synthesized by artificial intelligence. This bill passed the House 100-0, was amended slightly in the Senate where it passed 50-0, and is now back in the House for a final concurrence. We predict the bill will pass unanimously. The final bill up today on the Senate floor is House Bill 300, a bill that revises laws related to discrimination in education. This is a bill that seeks to address unfair actions by transgenders from yet another angle, declaring it to be an act of discrimination for a biological male to play in women's sports or to use women's restrooms, locker rooms, shower rooms, or sleeping quarters. It passed both the House and Senate on nearly party-line votes and is up for its final vote today before going to the governor's desk. Women and children are now under constant attack by the woke left and radical leftist judges, and the legislature is doing everything in its power to push back hard. For the sake of our kids and grandkids, I pray that we win. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.